Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know how to be concise and when to end. So with that first question for our guest today, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
Sure. My name is Sarah Williams. I live in Wasilla, Alaska, and I am first a believer in Jesus Christ. I'm also president and CEO of Hemp for Healthcare in America and in Alaska. And I and my team are working on revolutionizing Alaska's and America's economy with hemp and creating a healthcare for all system and prison reform and hemp houses for the homeless. So I consult with hemp businesses and I help sell hemp products.
Fantastic. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The absolute best thing of working with businesses is the impact that you have on a wide range of people, the positive impact that you can bring. But for me, the best thing also about working with businesses, especially in the hemp and cannabis space, is seeing those dreams that were once just a fearful, never going to happen reality come to truth and come to reality.
Very good. Very good. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients dramatically increases conversions and sales. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. We are a gregarious kind of species. You know, we count on what each other has to say, and we really count on each other's opinion. And so that having those testimonies and those reviews help build a reputation, they help build understanding that you can be trusted because others say so, but they also help others understand what kind of service they can receive from you. So those testimonies are vitally important to helping people understand how good you are at what you do.
Fantastic. Question number four, what advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry?
Perfect. So I would say top four things that I would give is, first of all, you are there to serve. So you are a servant leader. And so in order to serve others, you number one need to take the time to research their product, research their top, research what they do, understand your customer, take some time and spend some time, know their problems, know what they're seeking to achieve and to provide solutions for them. You are a problem solver, and the best way to serve is to solve their problems. So take the time to find out what those problems are. Number two, be very educated about your topic. In the hemp industry, it's required that I'm educated about what hemp can do, but also about the different processes that are required to process the plant into many different things. So being able to serve my customer needs and means I know how to create their product, or I have a better idea of how they need that product created. Be very available and accessible. If you are there to serve someone, to lead and to serve them into your product, you need to be available to them, whether it be through your mobile site or your email, or whether it's through an access with your phone or text message or WhatsApp or what. Just be available and accessible to them. Check your emails on a regular basis, things like that. And last thing I would say, super, super important, this is vitally important in today's world, be trustworthy and be a person of integrity. Be someone that they know they can trust, that you're going to do what you say you're going to do, that you're going to follow through, and that you're going to protect their secrets that they share with you. I think that's very, very important to be a good servant to your customers.
Very good. Excellent points. Question number five, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be invited to be a guest on this podcast?
I've got four that I just love dearly. Rye Russell with Not Plastic is revolutionizing the plastic industry with creating plant-based plastics that biodegrade in 6 months' time. It's just phenomenal. So Rye Russell. Erica Halverson with Tiny E Paper. She is, again, just hemp paper all over the place. My business cards are made out of hemp paper, thanks to her. So love her. And then Vinnie Villatori and Jeremy Luciano with both Global Hemp Solutions. They are just super professional, and they can help you with your hemp equipment needs and all of that stuff. And they're just such good, good people. Great, great people right there. So I would definitely recommend those four.
Excellent. Look forward to connecting with all of them. Doing great on time. We still have about 3.5 minutes left. Final question. Tell us about your first sale.
This is a great story. So my first sale, now I was given the idea of Hemp for Healthcare in September of 2018, but I wasn't able to move it into the first spot, which was hempforhealthcare.com, until October of 2019. And mid-October of 2019, I launched my Shopify store, but I wasn't getting any traction. And I had one product, and that was the biodegradable hemp plastic drinking straws, right? So 500 million straws go into the ocean or into the environment every day. This was a phenomenal world-changing product. And so I wasn't getting any traction. It wasn't happening. And then on the second week of November, on that Sunday, I wrote out a prayer list. And I said, Lord, just help me have 5 customers this week. Just 5. That's all I want. Just 5 customers. So I prayed fervently for that. And on Tuesday evening, I had picked up a package of the hemp straws. They come in the mail. And I had posted a photo on my Facebook page, and I put it in about 10 different plastic-free living groups, and it went viral. It got shared all over. It was awesome. And I got my first 5 sales that week. So God is good, and he does amazing things when you pray and lean in and fast. And so that first sale was just proof positive that I can do this. And it was awesome because it taught me how to take those sales and provide those solutions in that internet environment and that drop shipping environment. And so that was my first sale, and that was quite a few sales ago now, but just one of those moments I will remember for all of my days.
Excellent, excellent. And guess what, Sarah? You did it. 6 questions. Yay! Yep, 9 minutes, because the best know how to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick so people can connect with you after today's podcast.
Sure, it's hempforhealthcare, hempforhealthcare.com.
Fantastic, and we typed it in the description of the podcast for you guys as well. Sarah, enjoyed having you on the podcast, and remember, don't stop believing. For those who are listening and watching, be sure to check out other episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. This is April Renee. Create a terrific day.